All right, right now we say hi to Ashley. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from help.
We got a Jersey girl here. First is a Jersey girl.
Oh, yeah.
And there's only one way to start this Jersey versus Jersey can't beat Karen. Can you toss Karen out of the studio so we can play the game?
Karen, can you please leave?
I will, Ashley. Good luck.
And there she goes. Headed out of the new 102.7 studio doors. Karen is gone. There's $1,000 hanging in the balance for Ashley to try to beat Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay. Then.
Question number one, Ashley. Ilaria Baldwin is saying that she was bullied off of this show that she was just on.
Three seconds.
We'll move on to number two. What app had a Savage Love viral dance around 2020?
I'll say TikTok.
True or false, Kylie Jenner just released her first official song that she's featured in.
True.
Is Love Island a reality show or a cartoon?
Reality show.
And the final question for Ashley from Howell, New Jersey. Halle Berry is happy her 17-year-old daughter just got accepted into college. Did she play Catwoman or Miss America?
Catwoman.
All right, Ashley, you got 4 out of 5 correct.
Let's
on Can't
go.
Beat Karen. Nice job. Karen had to give away $1,000 yesterday in the 9 a.m. hour. Is she going to have to do it again today? Let's find out. We're going to bring Karen back in the room, ask her the same questions. Ashley, Karen's back. Don't tell her your score.
Ashley, what's going on today in Howell?
Nothing. I'm actually a teacher, so I'm getting ready to start my day.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Nice.
Welcome back, Karen. Are you ready for the same questions?
Let's do it.
Ilaria Baldwin is saying she was just bullied off of this show. What's the show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, you got a point. Ashley did not. What app had a Savage Love viral dance around 2020?
What app?
Yep.
I'm going to say TikTok.
That's a good guess. Everybody gets a point for that one. True or false, Kylie Jenner just released her first official song that she's featured in. True or false?
Oh, true.
It is unfortunately true. Everybody got a point.
Is it good?
It's Kylie Jenner.
Oh, okay.
Is Love Island a reality show or a cartoon?
Reality.
Everybody gets a point for that one. And the final question, Halle Berry is happy that her 17-year-old daughter just got accepted into college. Did she play Catwoman or Miss America?
She played Catwoman.
Yes, she did. Karen gets a point, so does Ashley. Ashley leaves the game with 4 out of 5 correct. Karen says, sit down, Howell. I got 5 out of 5.
Karen.
You did so well. You got 4 right.
Boo, Karen Carson.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, you still walk away with a $102 Amazon gift card.
Nice.
And a Can't Beat Karen mug for the teacher's lounge.
Thank you.
All right, Ashley, there's one more thing you got to say.
I did not beat Karen.
Can you beat Karen? No. Next time, then.
We're trying to help Danica figure out why George has blown her off after 3 dates here on New 102.7. She thinks it couldn't be about one of her piercings. He was weirded out, but then he was okay with it.
Won't tell us where the piercing is, by the way.
Right.
Whatever.
So, that's the neck.
She wants it to be private.
The back of the neck.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this George?
This is George. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 102.7 Radio. George, you're on the radio this morning.
Morning.
You won a really cool prize.
Okay.
Congrats, George.
Okay, good morning.
It's going to be a great morning for you because we're sending you on date number 4 with Danica. We just wanted to get you two talking again.
I mean, you guys have been out, what, 3 times? Are you not having a good time with her?
Oh, so you know about this. Okay, what else has she told you about my life? You know my dog's name? What is... For radio call, okay.
Well, she reached out for some help because she really did like dating you, and she said you had 3 good dates, and then you just started blowing her off, and she thinks maybe it's because you're weirded out by one of her piercings.
Yeah, she has a ring.
Oh, okay.
I figured that.
That's kind of what
it wasn't
we
even that though.
All
so
right.
The thing, I kind of got over that. That was like a little quirk. No, you guys, I'm sure she left out her minion holding a Bible tattoo.
Wait.
I'm sure she did not share that.
What?
She's got a tattoo of a minion holding a Bible.
That is correct. And we had a really fun time, but I will not raise a family and start a family or go any further with a woman who has a permanent piece of art of, yeah, I don't even know what it.
Who the f*** said anything about having a family, you f***ing prude? This is like, we went on three freaking dates.
Well, yeah, Danica, okay, this I'm finding this out on the phone. What else am I going to find out about you? Do you know how weird that is to see a tattoo of that after 3 days?
Oh, my God, it's not weird. It's just, like, something that's sentimental to me, and my girls and I all got that tattoo in college. And if you would even ask about it, I could have explained it and, like,
what? Where do you want to go on vacation? What else do you want to get tatted? No, no, no. 3 dates was great. Four is that's the max. That's
oh, my God, you're such an idiot. This is like, I don't even want to be talking to you right now. Like, you guys, I don't even care. This is such a dumb thing.
It's an embarrassing. Whatever. I didn't want to show you to my friends in the summertime. Like, no.
Wow. God.
Show me? You wouldn't want to show me to your friends?
My friend C and I had a girlfriend with a minion holding a Bible tattoo.
Yeah, she's gone.
She's gone. All right, George, well, you're not into her tattoo.
Not at all, but I guess you guys got a laugh out of that one, so thanks for surprising me with that.
It's wild that a downstairs ring didn't do it for you, but the minion tattoo, that was just too far.
Yeah, way too far.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 1027.
This game is worth $1,000 on New 1027. It's Can't Beat Karen, and we're welcoming Mark to the show.
Marco!
Hey, Mark.
Hi, how you doing? Good.
Where are you calling from?
Well, currently I'm in Jersey City.
I guess you're working.
Yep.
Well, Marky Mark, there's only one way to start this game. Can you toss Karen Carson out of the studio?
All right, Karen. You got.
Good luck, Mark.
What did he say? He said.
Thank you.
Did his phone cut out?
Go.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you hear me now?
Karen understands.
Oh,
Mark.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Mark is in the hot seat. Let's play the $1,000 version of Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go again. Can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay.
Gotta get more correct than Karen to win the game, Mark. Number one, Ben Stiller is saying it was a bad decision to cut what family member out of a film? His mom or his daughter?
Daughter?
Who sings the song Genie in a Bottle?
Britney Spears.
Tessa Thompson says her co-star in Thor was like a baby with muscles. Who was she talking about?
Chris Hemsworth.
What older and classic cartoon had their own vitamins sold as well?
Flintstone.
And the final question for Mark. This rapper is about to become a grandpa again. Is it Eminem or Lil Nas X?
Eminem.
Very good, Mark. You got 4 out of 5 correct, and that score beat Karen yesterday. We're bringing her back into the room. Don't tell her your score.
All right.
Marky Mark, what's going on with you today?
Oh, not much. We're just out here working.
What do you do for work?
I work for a restoration company.
What are you restoring?
Right now, there's a house that's in Jersey City that had a pretty bad fire a couple months ago.
Wow, that is amazing. I love your job. Give me your number later.
Wow.
Oh, definitely.
I love it.
And you're going to try to beat this guy right now, Karen? After all that, good luck.
All right. Oh, thanks.
Karen's back in the studio. We're going to ask her the same questions. Now we threw her out so she wouldn't hear these. Number one, Karen, Ben Stiller is saying it was a bad decision to cut what family member out of a film? His mom or his daughter?
Mom?
It's his daughter. You didn't get a point for that one. Mark did. Who sings the song Genie in a Bottle?
Christina Aguilera.
Karen gets a point. Mark said Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Tessa Thompson says her co-star in Thor was like a baby with muscles. Who was she talking about?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes, everybody got a point for that one. What older and classic cartoon had their own vitamins sold as well?
Oh, the Flintstones.
The best vitamins of all time. Everybody got a point.
This tastes better as Wilma and Fred, right?
Sometimes, yeah. I swear, I think to myself, I'm dying for a Flintstone vitamin.
Oh, we used to eat them like candy. Yeah. My mom had to hide our vitamins.
And for the record, SpongeBob mac and cheese tastes better, too. I don't know why. It's just
here's
better.
Here's the final question. This rapper is about to become a grandpa again. Is it Eminem or Lil Nas X?
I don't think Lil Nas X is a guy. It's Eminem.
He's not there yet. Yeah, it's Eminem. You got a point for that one. So did Mark. We got ourselves a 4 out of 5 tie, which means the win goes to Karen.
Oh, but Mark, you're not completely walking away with nothing. You get a $102 Amazon gift card.
Whoa,
and it can't be Karen mug.
One more thing you got to say.
Can't be Karen. Can you be?